AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. In Ohio, residents of a small town hit by a train derailment earlier this month are being told the major dangers have been taken care of. More from CBS's Steve Futterman.
The derailment, which spilled toxic chemicals, occurred nearly 2 weeks ago in East Palestine, Ohio. Now the head of the EPA is reassuring people.
We are absolutely going to hold Norfolk Southern accountable. And I can promise you that.
Many residents have expressed concern that they are not being told everything about the accident and possible lasting effects. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
The U.S. Navy appears to be close to wrapping up its search for the Chinese spy balloon, but the search continues for the other three objects that U.S. fighter jets shot down. At the White House, President Biden says he is directing his team to come up with a standard for when to take action in the future. CBS's Nicole D'Antonio has more.
U.S. officials tell CBS News there is a growing belief that the Chinese did not initially intend to fly the balloon over the continental U.S. The Pentagon tracked the balloon as it lifted off and flew over Guam and Hawaii. The theory is that it was then blown off course, first towards Alaska and then down over the lower 48 states. Chinese officials continue to deny the balloon was used for spying and say the U.S. is escalating tensions.
White House Dr. Kevin O'Connor says President Biden at 80 is healthy and fit for duty with no long COVID symptoms. His physical exam included removing a lesion from his chest. A new CDC survey suggests many young kids are not eating fruits and veggies every day. Details from CBS's Alexander Tin.
In 20 American states, more than half of kids ages 1 to 5 years old don't eat a vegetable every day. And in 40 states, more than half of young kids are already drinking sugar-sweetened beverages.
CBS's Jim Crisula has details of a legislative controversy in Virginia.
Republican Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has cleared the way for police to seek the menstrual histories of women. Youngkin used a procedural move to block a bill passed in the Democratic-led state Senate and supported by half of the chamber's Republicans, which would have banned search warrants for menstrual data stored in tracking apps on mobile phones and other electronic devices.
Some fear such information could be used in prosecutions for abortion law violations. Two people were wounded and a third person suffered a medical problem today in a shooting at a large mall in suburban Memphis. Police spokesman Lewis Brownlee.
Preliminary information indicates that the shooting stemmed from an argument between two groups. Shots were fired.
It happened at the Wolf Chase Galleria. U.S. forest managers in New Mexico are moving ahead with plans to kill feral cattle. They say the animals are threatening public safety and natural resources in the Gila wilderness. And YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki steps down, saying it's time to start a new chapter. This is CBS News.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Driving conservatives crazy since the day he was born. The Chris Hahn Show.
All right, I'm back. Hey guys, I got a podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive with Chris Hahn. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, you name it, it's there. At Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram, and ChristopherHahn.com. If you want to find out where I'm going to be, check me out there. I'm not always on Fox now. I've been doing a lot of News Nation, which I really enjoy. So check me out on that, and check me out on Twitter so you know when I'm coming on. Or Instagram, I flashed my tie on both of it, and that's how you know I'm coming up. Joining me now, one of my favorite guests. She always brings it. Jill Weinbanks is, you know, look, she's a political commentator. She's a legal scholar. She worked on the committee investigating Watergate, and you see her on MSNBC. Jill, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Well, thank you for taking the time tonight. I truly appreciate it. Always love having you on, getting your opinion on what's going on. So did you watch the State of the Union this week?
Of course I watched it.
And what'd you think?
Every part of it. I thought that the president, and I don't know if you know this, but I was a Biden delegate. I ran and was elected as a Biden delegate. And I did it because I felt that he was the person who could really win.
Right.
Obviously, I was correct. But I also think he's the person who can win again. Mm. And I think he was brilliant in what he did. He really had the right style of delivery. He had the right substance of delivery. And I just think he was pitch perfect on everything he said. And he showed his energy level and his, you know, everything else. So I liked the issues he focused on, and I was very happy with him.
I got to tell you, I'm usually nervous when he goes off the cuff, but he was really good off the cuff and like responding to the Republican jeers that were happening, which I found, by the way, remarkably disrespectful of the president, the office of the presidency, the chamber, the whole traditions of this country. I'm sure you did as well.
Okay. Absolutely. I mean, it was, I think, in some ways expected, and yet it was so dramatically horrible. The visuals of it are so embarrassing.
Yeah.
I think even Kevin McCarthy, I think, was embarrassed by how his caucus behaved.
Like, wouldn't it be refreshing to us all if, like, he just said it? Like, yeah, I'm embarrassed by it. Like, I hate this whole, like, you know, Kevin McCarthy goes on TV the next day and he's like, oh, he goaded my members into doing that. Really? What are they, children? These are grown people.
Yeah, I would say that is a ridiculous statement. And he didn't. He said something that was true and that is provably true.
Right.
And so it's absurd that they would do what they did. And yet, unfortunately, in this environment, it's completely predictable that they would do that. There you have it.
Yeah, I always say that nothing drives a politician crazier than if you throw their words right back at them, right? I mean, that's what happened. That's how I got into my big fight with Giuliani on TV. I threw his words right back at him, and he called me a liar for saying something he just said.
literally minutes earlier. And in this case, you know, you got Mike Lee going on podcasts and radio shows following up this whole experience saying, oh, I can't believe he would say that about me and my caucus. We never proposed that. And then there's tape. Let's go to the videotape of Mike Lee saying we've got to tear Social Security out by the roots.
So what do you think they are thinking when they do that? They have to be smart enough to know that they were recorded saying those things and that they will be caught.
Right.
That you can play back their own words.
Right.
I don't know how they think they can get away with it. And yet, obviously, they do think they can because they keep on doing it.
I think they just rely, in my opinion, I think they just rely on the fact that people are so partisan today that they're playing to a certain base and that their partisanship in their areas, like in Utah, people are so Republican, they're not going to ever vote for a Democrat. Mike Lee doesn't have anything to worry about. He could say whatever he wants and even say he didn't say things that he actually said and that you can actually observe him saying.
Well, it is sort of true that these days, facts don't matter, and that people are willing to believe anything that they want to believe, even when shown the proof to the contrary. And it's only actually in a trial where I think even the most loyal Trump supporters, even the most rabid MAGA people say, well, I'm sworn as a juror to listen to the evidence and to make my decision based on the evidence. And you do have one example in the Manafort trial of a Trump juror who said, I love Trump. I believe everything he says. But in this case, I voted to convict Manafort on all counts because I was sworn to do it on the evidence
right.
of this courtroom.
Right.
And so there is hope. There is hope. And, you know, we do have today the breaking news is that Vice President Pence has been subpoenaed and that is, you know, that's big news. And we're, of course, hoping that he will tell the truth and, you know, that he won't claim he has no memory of probably the most critical day in his life.
Yeah.
But there could then be an indictment and there would be a trial. And then a jury would have to say, okay, Vice President Pence is testifying, saying that this is how endangered my life was by the president's words.
Right.
And I'm going to have to judge that on the evidence in this courtroom, not on the president's, the former president's words saying, oh, I didn't do anything.
I don't understand why Mike Pence would protect this guy at this point. I mean, he wants to run for president himself. He, you know, the man sent an army to kill him. Let's be clear. I mean, he did.
Yeah.
And why on earth would anybody protect somebody like that?
You know, you'd need a really good psychiatrist to try to figure that out. Political strategy-wise, is it that he so fears the power of Donald Trump that he feels he can never win if he angers the Trump supporters?
Right.
And so he's willing to give up. But, you know, it was his family was with him. They all could have been killed.
Yeah.
He was a target.
Yeah.
I mean, even if he didn't realize it at the time, which I'm sure he did, but and he must have realized because he's the one who said, I'm not getting in this car because I don't trust you.
Right.
So he knew that there was, you know, some risk that he would never be able to do his sworn duty in presiding over that count.
Right.
If he left the building. And so he knew. But even if he didn't, he has to have seen the videotapes since then.
Right.
That certainly shows people yelling, hang Mike Pence.
Right.
They built a scaffold to do that.
Right.
So I don't know how he could do that. I don't know what he's thinking or why he thinks that doing that actually helps him. It helps the former president get reelected.
I mean, I know there's a certain niceness from being in the Midwest, right? I mean, you live in the Midwest. I live on the coast.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't think you're that nice that somebody's going to try to kill you and you can just be nice to them, right? I don't think it extends to people who are trying to kill you.
Absolutely. Yes. Right. I don't think so. I mean, it's hard to imagine how you would feel in the moment if someone threatened your life or the life of a loved one.
I think Mike Pence needs to come to reality that he's never going to be president, right? There is no Mike Pence lane in the Republican Party anymore. It's over for him. So now what he should probably do is determine if he's a patriot or just a political hack. And he should just come and step up, do the right thing by the country, put country first over his political career, over his reputation, over his speaking fees down the road. Put country first and do the right thing. Tell the right story.
It's not even just putting country first. Isn't it just he is a man supposedly of God?
Right.
Why isn't he paying attention to being honest? Isn't that one of the first things that religion teaches you is honesty and truth?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that Christianity teaches you that Republicans seem to forget, like, you know, helping those in need. Like, that's not a big priority for them right now.
Right. You have a very good point there, Chris.
So I don't believe that any of them are really Christians. I really don't. I mean, I grew up in the church. I'm not part of it really anymore. But, you know, it's not the Christ I knew. This heartless, you know, prosperity gospel that they all cling to. It's kind of ridiculous, but we've got more to talk about, Jill. So I'm going to take a quick break.
Okay.
I'm going to pay some bills, and I'll be right back with Jill Weinbanks. Stick where you are. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road. But I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Note system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to PaintByNote.com. Like a music note, Paint by Note. For your free lesson, go to paintbynote.com.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
the city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Krut.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 12. Northerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 24 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 17. Dry with temps above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the upper 30s to the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
The Chris Hahn Show.
All right. I'm back. Hey, download my podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive with Chris Hahn, available on Pandora, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcast. And of course, listen to the Daily Rant now. I'm on 5 days a week, 12 noon on most of these stations. And if I'm not on your station, tell them to get rid of Bill O'Reilly and bring in Chris Hahn. I'm taking that slot. It's 15 minutes. You can handle a different point of view for 15 minutes a day. So check it out, the Daily Rant, every day, Monday through Friday, on most of these stations. I'm back with Jill Winebanks. Jill, I am like befuddled that the College Board would capitulate to a guy like Ron DeSantis on their AP African American Studies thing. I mean, it was a political stunt for this guy to like try to gain some traction nationally. And the College Board should be above that, don't you think?
It's because the position that they are now in is wrong morally and substantively, but also because I have to think, and in addition to my legal career, I've had a corporate career, so I can do this as a corporate officer. They're going to lose money on this, because if what is needed is a course that will prepare someone to get credit in college, which is what AP courses do, it's going to have to be something that sells in every single state.
Right.
And it's not going to sell in every single state if you leave out critical elements of what is involved in teaching African-American studies. And it's something that, and I don't think this is just for people of color.
No.
I certainly, if I had the choice, I would take that as an interesting history course. I don't know the history because I grew up in an era where that certainly wasn't taught. It wasn't part of my curriculum. And it's definitely an important part of the curriculum. And the things that were omitted, which you know that the College Board is saying, oh, we didn't do it because of that.
Right.
But there's now revealed letters in exchange between the board and DeSantis that
right.
Certainly I would draw the conclusion that it absolutely was because of the correspondence with Florida that they changed the curriculum. And it seems to me that they are just wrong to have done that.
I mean, this is what drives me crazy about this. The College Board, which also does the SATs, right? They are the right. gatekeeper for so many Americans to entry into college. They are not supposed to be subject. They should not be allowing really base politics is what this was, right? Base politics, a politician doing what politicians do to influence their decision. You know, and Ron DeSantis is a despicable human being in the way he's running that state and, you know, his anti-woke act. I guess it's, you know, free speech in Florida unless you disagree with Ron DeSantis is really what it is. I mean, ask Disney World. It's a travesty to me. And I would think that somebody at the College Board should be removed from this. And I think we should reconsider. I think every university in the country should reconsider the weight they pay to the College Board. And maybe the College Board is not the right, you know, the right group to be managing advanced placement.
Very possibly. They're going to have a lot of explaining to do. Unfortunately, of course, the House certainly isn't going to investigate it. Will the Senate? Maybe. Will some, you know, is there a crime involved? Maybe. I haven't thought about what possible crime it would be for them to have caved on the curriculum. And I mean, I think all of the things that were in the original curriculum are really important aspects for people to understand.
Right.
But, you know, I totally don't get this fear of teaching children. And we're not teaching people to hate themselves. We're teaching them to understand what the past was so that it isn't prologue to the future.
Right.
So that we can change things. And so if you don't understand what really happened and if you, you know, sugarcoat it and you fake it, how are you going to ever make progress? I live in Evanston, and we have voted to pay reparations in our town.
Huh.
So, I mean, we're a very progressive town.
Right.
It, you know, anybody who's looking for a very progressive, terrific place to live, Evanston is your answer. And I think it's just, of course, it's wrong. There's nothing that you can say. I cannot make an argument, even playing devil's advocate, that would say they were right to cut this out. There is nothing harmful in educating high school students at an appropriate level,
right,
with what the past was, so that they understand where we are and what can be done to correct it.
And he's obsessed with anything that has anything to do with homosexuality. You know, he's obsessed with it as if like some kid reading that there were African Americans involved with the gay liberation movement in this country would turn somebody gay. I know Ron DeSantis went to Harvard and he knows how people become gay. I'm pretty sure he knows that they're born that way. But he's playing to this base. And the fact that the, you know, the College Board would take that part of the curriculum out and replace it with black conservatism, which I don't even know what it is, frankly. I know there's Tim Scott, and I think that's it, right? So I don't understand what that is.
Well, you know, what would be helpful would have been if he had had this course, maybe he wouldn't feel that way.
Yeah.
All of the Trump base that he is pandering to had this course, maybe they would understand in a way that they don't currently.
Yeah.
Education is key to changing things. Education and exposure. I mean, it's not just education. If you went to an all-white school and never met someone who was a person of color, then you might fear the unknown.
Right.
But if you went to school with someone and got to know that person, it changes your whole perspective, and we'd have a much better world.
Absolutely.
In a truly integrated society.
Absolutely. All right, Jill, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back. We're going to talk about the ERA. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court. We're going to talk about a lot of things. So stay where you are. I got Jill Weinbanks here. You are listening to The Chris Hahn Show. And eventually this bumper will start. And I'll be right back. Thanks.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at autismspeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Nearly 2 weeks after that toxic train derailment and resulting evacuations in Ohio,
the EPA says the air and water qualities here in East Palestine are safe for residents. However, they are still advising people to drink bottled water.
WOIO-TV's Caitlin McCarthy. After those recent flying object shoot-downs, President Biden speaks publicly about them, saying the three small ones were probably private or scientific and harmless, but as far as the other one,
Chinese officials still deny that the massive balloon that started this whole saga was being used for spying. Today, they accused the U.S. of smearing them and escalating tensions.
CBS's Nancy Cordes at the White House. There's a new government survey out on what American kids eat.
Even among just families who say they can afford always to eat good meals, nearly half say their young kids aren't eating vegetables every day.
CBS News reporter Alexander Tin. CBS News Brief. I'm Tom Foti.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss him. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding.
Whoa!
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Chris Hahn Show.
problem with having bumpers with songs you love is that you just want to listen to them. Like, I just want to listen to this song. But I'm back. It's Chris Hahn. I've got a great guest, Jill Weinbanks. Hang out. I'm going to be back with her in a second. Don't forget to download the podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive with Chris Hahn. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. And follow me on Twitter, at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram, and ChristopherHahn.com. So I'm back with Jill Weinbanks. Jill, I mean, it's been 50 years since the introduction of the ERA, and it's starting to make a little bit of a comeback. And I mean, I know that as a young lawyer, you were involved with this. We've had a conversation about this, I think, over the years. And I'd love to get, you know, your take on where we are now and where it's going.
Well, this was actually originally proposed over 100 years ago.
Wow.
But it passed Congress in 1972, so it's more than 50 years now. And it's 3 years since the 38th state ratified it. And when 38 states ratify an amendment, it is passed. It is adopted.
Right.
And all that needs to happen, once that happens, under the terms of the Equal Rights Amendment, which is just a few words that says, basically, there will be no discrimination because of the gender of a person, so that women, for the very first time, would be included in the Constitution, which otherwise refers only to men.
Right.
So, and basically, white men is what we're talking about.
Yeah, white male property owners.
Right. And in the language of the ERA, as passed, it says that it will become, its consequences will be effective 2 years after the 38th state vote.
Right.
That was a year ago, 1 year ago.
Right.
And yet isn't being implemented. And in my opinion, there's only two things that could make that happen. One is the president tells the archivist, the National Archives Association, and says, publish it as the 28th Amendment, and that's the end of it.
Right.
Or he tells his attorney general, start enforcing it, because under its terms, it needs nothing further. And the arguments against it are that there was a time limit set, but the time limit was in a preface. It wasn't in the amendment that states voted on.
Right.
And therefore, it is not a binding and effective thing. And the other is that a couple of states have said, oh, we made a mistake. We shouldn't have done it. We want to rescind our ratification. That is clear law. You
right.
cannot rescind your ratification. Once it's passed, it's passed.
And the Constitution itself makes no mention of a time limit for passing
good heavens, no. The 27th Amendment took 202 years to pass.
Wow.
Okay, so, you know, this is a little over the time limit that Congress suggested, but it doesn't need any congressional action. President Biden said in his State of the Union, which we were just talking about,
yep.
said if there is a national ban passed, which there won't be because the Senate will not pass it, but if there's a national ban on abortions passed, I will veto it.
Right.
Well, he doesn't have to veto it. All he has to do is start enforcing the Equal Rights Amendment, because under the Equal Rights Amendment, it could not happen.
So tell me that. Explain to me why that is.
Why it is.
Yeah. Why would like the Equal Rights Amendment, out basically make it harder for Republicans to ban abortion nationally?
Because that would be taking away a right based on gender. Only women can have an abortion.
Ah.
And I know there's this debate now about whether you say people with a uterus to be all inclusive. And I'm happy with that language. I'm happy with saying women. But if someone is a person with a uterus who has become a trans man, they can have a baby. And so they should be included in this. And, it's also RFRA, the Religious Freedom and Restoration Act, also could be used to reinstate abortion, because I am Jewish and you are taking away my right, because under my religion, there is no life until the first arm comes out of the birth canal.
Mm.
And so saying that I cannot have an abortion prior to that is denying me my religious freedom. So this act that was meant to give special rights to Christians is now depriving me of my rights.
Right. Well, let me ask you this question, Let me ask this question about that. Where is that written? Is that in the Bible? The first arm?
I have to say, I don't know. I know this from my work in the area of choice.
Right.
That this is what rabbis say, that is the Talmudic interpretation.
Huh.
When life begins. Life begins. And I will get you an answer to that.
I would love to know, because if that's in the Bible, we have a whole nother debate to have here, because
okay,
it's the same Bible. Last I checked, first of all, I'm half, half Catholic, half Jewish. So last I checked, it was the same Bible, only there is a New Testament as well. Right. It's like an extra couple chapters in the soft cover, right. You know?
Well, it's definitely not in that part of the Bible. It's definitely in the old one, but it could also be, remember, we have all these Talmudic scholars who do additional research and,
yep,
you know, writings. And it could be in that it's interpreted as this is what, but for hundreds of years, this is what Jews have accepted as when life begins. It is
right.
Not at conception. It is not at 6 months. It is not at 4 months. It's not at nine. It's during the process of birth is when life begins.
Who would be the ultimate arbiter about...
And actually, don't we actually all think of that as, otherwise, wouldn't you be 9 months old when you're...
Yeah, exactly. I'd be 9 months old.
Birthday would be the day of conception.
Right.
So
I'd be older than I am, and I don't want to be any older than I am. I mean, I want to get older. I just don't want to, telling people I'm older. I mean, I'm in show business, right. Jill. I have to,
I get it.
I'm about to start lying about my age. I haven't lied about my age yet, but I'm thinking about it. I think it's time. I've hit an age, I think, where it's time.
My mother used to say she was older than she was when she went to the doctor so that he would think she was in great shape for her age.
Yeah, I tell everybody I'm 95, and they go, wow, you look great.
Yeah, right. Right.
So
exactly.
So, it very interesting stuff. Who would be the ultimate arbiter about whether the ERA is a part of our Constitution? Would it be the Supreme Court? Oh, did I lose her? I think I might have lost Jill. Well... If I get her back, I will figure it out. I think we lost her. I think we lost Jill for a minute. I wonder who the ultimate arbiter was. I would imagine the ultimate arbiter of the ERA would be the United States Supreme Court. And I don't know if that's a good thing. I think it's a bad thing. Who knows? I mean, there's a preamble to the amendment that said it should be passed within 2 years. I think that's not part of the actual law. And I think what was circulated to the states is what governs. And I think we have a 28th Amendment to our United States Constitution right now. And I think it's time for us to figure that out and make that happen. And I think President Biden should be doing that right now. I think he should tell the archivist to include that in the United States Constitution and make it part of the law of the land. Look, we all come from women. Many of us are married to women. Or are women ourselves, daughters, all this. Look, to me, it is ultimately important that women are treated equally. It's important that all people, in my opinion, are treated equally. And our Constitution was not written in that way. So having an ERA, having an Equal Rights Amendment is something that I think we should all strive for and hope actually happens. It is, it's sad to me that there are people trying to block it and states trying to say that they were not part of it. Yeah, that's her. Okay, I got Jill back. I was vamping on the ERA.
I heard you. I could hear you the whole time.
Oh, weird.
Then I finally realized, well, I'll just hang up and call back. Here I am. You were absolutely saying all the right things. I totally approve of everything you said.
Good. I just hope it's not this crazy Supreme Court that gets to be the judge,
That's a risk to the world on multiple issues. I'd say Moore v. Harper is the most immediate case that's about to be decided. That could end democracy.
Yeah.
So, you got a lot to worry about with the Supreme Court.
Let me ask you about that. You know, I only have about 2 minutes left with you, but let me ask you about Moore v. Harper quickly. I talked to Ellie Mistal about it a couple weeks ago, and it is one of those cases that, you know, terrifies a lot of people because it basically allows the legislature to overrule the will of the people.
Yes.
Do you think
that's a very good summary of it?
Do you think it has any? Do you think it's going to pass? Do you think that the Supreme Court is going to go, you know, going to say this is okay? That this, what do they call it? The independent legislative legislature theory
is which is the
It's a crackpot theory.
It is a crackpot theory, and I believe that it won't be upheld. But then I also couldn't believe that they would do what they did in Dobbs.
Right,
and so. I can't say for sure at a time when the respect for the Supreme Court is at an all-time low and well-deservedly so. I can't say what will happen.
I think it's a violation of the Establishment Clause of the United States Constitution that guarantees a Republican form of government, small R Republican form of government. And a Republican form of government requires checks and balances with a court and with an executive and a legislative branch all checking each other. And if the legislative branch can't be checked by the court or the executive, then we don't have a Republican form of government. We have a parliamentary system, which is not what we have here. So I don't know. I mean, that's just me.
No, I think you're right. I think you're right.
So I'm hoping that I'm right. Well, Jill, I'm glad you got back on the phone so I could say goodbye to you and tell you how much we love you in this country. And we love you coming on the Chris Hahn Show. And I always appreciate the time you give me. And everybody should follow you on Twitter. You're at Jill Winebanks on Twitter.
Exactly.
And your podcast is called Sisters in Law and Generation. Wait.
No, it's hashtag Sisters in Law. And hashtag is part of the name.
Yep.
And iGen Politics. It used to be intergenerational politics. It's now iGen Politics because we're hipper.
iGen is a much hipper name, and you're a hip person, Jill. Exactly. I really appreciate you joining me. Thank you, and come back again soon. I will. All right, America, stick around. More to come. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show, and I'll be right back.
Have you ever dreamt of having a podcast made about your family? Now, you can do just that with Family Sounds. Our team of professional radio and podcast producers will create audio documentaries about your family members and real-life heroes. To learn more about Family Sounds and receive a special discount, visit www.family-sounds.com. Family Sounds. Your memories in a podcast.
Hi, I'm Amine. Sometimes starting a conversation with a friend about mental health can feel awkward, but your support can make a huge difference. You know your friends best, so if you feel like something's wrong, trust your instinct and reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Note system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to PaintByNote.com. Like a music note, paint by note. For your free lesson, go to paintbynote.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 12. Northerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 24 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 17. Dry with temps above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the upper 30s to the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Ignore everything else you heard today and listen up. The Chris Hahn Show is on the air.
All right, I'm back. Hope you enjoyed that interview with Joe Weinbanks. If you missed any part of it, it's in the Aggressive Progressive Podcast right now. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts. Follow me on Twitter, at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram, and ChristopherHahn.com. Check out the Daily Rant Mondays through Fridays on most of these stations. If you don't get it, call the station. Call them. Call them every day and say, where is Chris Hahn's Daily Rant? I want it. All right, so I'm back. Let's talk about, it's kind of hard to go from that to talking about drug cartels and how bad they are and whether we should call them terrorists or not. America, we call too many things terrorists. Now, it doesn't mean that these people aren't bad criminals that need to be hunted down and captured. I agree they should be. But once you start calling something a terrorist, then it qualifies under our use of force provisions that were passed in 2001 that probably should be rescinded at this point, right? Because Congress should be involved when we enter war zones and become, you know, entrenched in a war. I think Congress needs to be part of that decision. And by calling them a terrorist, we're basically now saying the military can go into Mexico, our ally, by the way, our ally, Mexico. You can go into Mexico and start shooting, which I don't really think it's a good idea. I'm just saying. I think that we need bilateral cooperation to take down these drug cartels. I think they are evil. I think they are causing mayhem. I think they are killing people. But when you call something a terrorist, it has a completely different connotation. Terrorism implies a political motivation, right? Like, Osama bin Laden wanted to take down the United States. He wanted to free Palestine. He had a bunch of political demands, and he was using terror to try to get the United States to leave the Middle East, right? And he had the absolute opposite reaction. The United States was in the Middle East for 20 more years after that. What is the political motivation of the cartels? I don't think making money is a political motivation, right? Scaring off other gangs, not a political motivation. So yes, evil, using terrorist tactics for sure, guilty of a lot of things, need to be hunted down and stopped without a doubt, but they are a crime family. They are organized crime. We never called the mafia a terrorist organization because they weren't trying to overthrow the government. You know, they were trying to make money. And that's what's happening here. And I'm not saying that it's good how they do it. I'm not saying fentanyl's a good thing. Fentanyl's a horrible thing. It's killing people every day in the United States of America and around the world. And the drug trade needs to be stopped. We got to do more in this country to get people to stop taking drugs. I think that's part of the problem. My brother died because of drug use. I'm well aware of it. Well aware of it as a problem. So don't write me and tell me, you're not. No, trust me. I want to take them down I want to pull them out from the roots. But I think calling them a terrorist organization is a cop out. We need to do the tough work. We need to do the tough work right now. We need to work with our ally in Mexico and our allies elsewhere in Central America. And we need to systematically eliminate these cartels and their products. We need to work with them and we need to do it. And we also need to root out the Americans on this side of the border who are aiding and abetting in that drug trade. But just calling them a name, we call them terrorists. Oh my God, they're a terrorist organization. Now we can just bomb them. Well, you know what? If we coordinate with Mexico, we can bomb them anyway. Why don't we just do that? Why can't we work that out? What does Mexico need for us to be able to do that? So I think that's the key here, America. Let's find a productive way to work across the border with the Mexican government and take down these cartels. They need to go. They need to go. They need to be ripped out from the root. Drug use is a scourge on this country. People are dropping dead every day. Fentanyl that is being added to drugs, it's killing people. Heroin was killing people even before that. Cocaine was killing people even before that. But now it's a bigger problem. We're not going to win this war on drugs by just calling them terrorists, as some people in Congress are hoping we do now. But we do need to get tougher on these groups. And the Mexican government needs to join us in that fight. They need to allow us to utilize the resources we have to combat this scourge. And when they do it, we'll win the war on drugs, hopefully. All right. I think we've all had enough for one evening. So I want to remind you now, as I always do, to seek the truth. Question everything and everyone, America, even me. Seek the truth. I know it's out there, and I know you'll find it if you look for it. And I'll be back here again next week to tell you the truth as I see it. I'm Chris Hahn. Thanks for listening, America. We can scare away the dark. Wish our weekdays away, spend our weekends in bed. We drink ourselves stupid, or work ourselves dead, and all just because that's what Mom and Dad said we should do. We should run through the forests, we should swim in the streams. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underley said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe. We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin. Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media. What is dedication? I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.